You're dialed in to the ABCA's Calls from the Clubhouse podcast, connecting our coaches with some of the best baseball minds in our game. Now here's your host, Jeremy Schiedinger.
Broadcasting from the ABCA National Office here in Greensboro, North Carolina, huge thanks to each and every one of you guys checking out this podcast. We're talking about revving up for hashtag ABCA 2018. If you're cluing into this podcast, you're probably coming to our show there in Indianapolis. But if you're not, still stay tuned. We want to make sure that you hear about all the great things that are going on inside our ABCA National Convention each and every year. As we even look ahead to next year's convention in 2019, our 75th annual that's going to be heading to Dallas, Texas. Listen to this show, take some notes, and maybe you'll figure out a way to show up in Dallas and hang out with us for 4 days of baseball heaven. But for those of you that are coming to Indianapolis, this is the podcast for you. This is going to give you some insight that'll help you get prepared, get your mind right, and get your ducks in a row before you take off and show up on site to Indy. And before we get into all the terrific info we're going to discuss on today's podcast, we got a special guest. We're going to connect with the ABCA Executive Director, Craig Kylitz. He's going to walk down the hall and jump on the podcast with us and talk through some of the great things that are going on here at ABCA as our staff starts to prepare for our biggest event of the year, our national championship, our Flint, Michigan Mega Bowl, our ABCA convention there in Indianapolis. Let's take it to Craig right now. Coaches, thanks for checking this segment out. We are bringing a guest that literally resides right down the hallway from the studio. We're bringing in Craig Kylitz, our executive director here at ABCA, entering his fourth year. Craig, thanks for jumping on the podcast with us.
Well, it's a pleasure. I hear this each week, and I'm just glad I made the cut.
Absolutely. Well, it was a long-time listener, but first-time caller, and we're just very thankful you you walked down the hall to join us. This is going to be an awesome opportunity as we talk about the Indy Convention and all the great things that are going to happen there in January. But let's first talk about the podcast. I really publicly want to thank you for your vision to see that this podcast could be a great platform to reach coaches. Can you just talk about the educational mission and the platform which we sit here at ABCA?
Well, I appreciate that, but you know, it certainly was the vision of this office and really yourself and our younger members of our staff that really understand what the podcast can do for our coaches. I'm excited that it allows our coaches to learn these great things around the country from great coaches on their time. So if it's in their car while they're traveling, on a plane, wherever it may be, they can hear from the best and brightest on their time. And I had no idea it'd be the success it has on certain subjects. I don't know if there's any better way we could spend our time than those podcasts.
I appreciate that. And we're looking for a big time convention walking into Indianapolis. We're talking January 4th through the 7th. And I think for our coaches, if you could outline for them, this is a year-long process. This isn't something we just roll out of bed and we jump out and entertain 5,000 coaches. This is something we work at year-round. But could you outline that for our guys, what goes into all this?
Well, this is our granddaddy of them all. And we have things that we work on every day, of course, but really almost everything goes into the convention. So between our sponsorships, our 350 companies that come to our exhibits, which is over 94,000 square feet. Mm. Our 6,000 coaches, their wives, the guests that come along with it, the honors luncheon, you name it. All of this goes in, and it's a year-long process to get 6,000 coaches, 10,000 total people, the sponsors and exhibitors. And you know, every year I take that time when we get in 3-4 days before the convention even starts and really walk that floor, and it's a blank slate. And then as it fills up, is you're just sort of in awe of everything that comes together by the end of the year. It's quite an undertaking. But we hope the coaches don't realize any of that. We hope that they just come, hear from the best speakers in the world, enjoy the exhibit show, have some dinner and some time with friends. You know, that's what we hope they take away. But a lot of work really goes into it, and I can't thank our staff for being as good as they get to make sure this happens correctly every year.
Well, I know a lot of guys are fired up to get there, and I think one of the main components of our show that is a huge staple of ABCA is the speaker lineup. And that's one thing we always love to highlight. We think we rounded up one of the best speaker lineups that we've ever seen at a convention. I know our coaches are in for a great treat. Do you want to talk about just the great clinicians that we're going to throw up on the main stage this year in Indy?
Well, I'd like to thank John Kolesinski for putting it together. He's a board member and one of our vice presidents in charge of the clinics this year. And the group of coaches that he put together for this year is simply outstanding. Every year we have fantastic coaches, and these are the best and brightest, and they're considered the experts in their area of talks. And so I think it's a great honor, and I hear that every year that coaches say this is one of their all-time great honors to be able to speak in front of 6,000 of their fellow competitors mm-hmm. and really talk about what they've learned and give back to the game. And the thing that makes me so proud being a part of the ABCA is so selfless, that coaches that learn things along the way continually want to give things back that those coaches may use against them to try to beat them, you know, down the road. But they feel so comfortable doing that because they know the game is bigger than themselves. So I'm really looking forward to hearing our speakers every year, but particularly this year with the incredible lineup JK has been able to put together for us.
That's right. Well, obviously our first one is Kevin O'Sullivan from the University of Florida, Division I national champion. Great coaches like Augie Garrido, Dan Heefner, a hot up-and-coming coach at Dallas Baptist. Matt Daggs, which, you know, again, viral video that's gone wild. Our podcast, he sent our podcast into absolute orbit when he came on our show. And then Keith Madison, former head coach at the University of Kentucky, rounds out just a great lineup of 25 main stage clinicians that we're excited to get to. And for just for those guys that are coming to Indy, know that if you are in attendance, you will receive those videos post-convention at abcavideos.org. But also another element, Craig, we want to get to is the brand new youth clinics. It's something new we're trying out this year that we're excited to really walk into, being great for youth coaches. So on Saturday, January 6th, we're going to have a full lineup of youth clinics from some of the best clinicians. A couple main stage guys are going to be in there with us. Can you just talk about what we're doing differently here at ABCA for youth coaches, but also we added a staff member. We grew in this area.
We have. We added Andrew Bartman, who's our youth liaison, and he's going to oversee this segment about our youth clinics. But we think this is where everything lies. If we do not have good youth coaches, we will not have great baseball in this country. And without great youth coaches, our game could have a slow decline. And so the more we educate them, the more we give them resources to be successful, the more confidence we can give them, the opportunities to grow, the better our baseball is in this country. And so I don't think any coaches that are there at the convention would certainly be there without great youth coaches. So with that said, it is really all day on Saturday, January 6th. We have some great speaker lineup that will talk to the youth coaches, meaning right around 6, 7, 8-year-olds, all the way up to about 14, 15-year-olds mm-hmm. on subjects and how they teach the game, the things that are very important, how to keep it fun, remind coaches why they coach. You know, it's there for the kids and not themselves, especially in the youth game. So I'm excited about it. We'll see what happens. The thing that we kept hearing is, what are we doing for youth coaches? And what are the educational opportunities and the practice plans and subject matter? So, for example, a coach that's coaching a 9, 10, 11-year-old, they do not need to hear about preparing the bullpen. Maybe it's pre-game routines, maybe it's nutrition, maybe it's strength and conditioning. Right. That's a whole different ball game. And so the youth clinics will talk about what youth coaches need to hear, want to hear, how they can improve. So it's more geared towards them, which the main stage is not always geared towards that. It's a higher level. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about what this can bring to our convention and certainly the ABCA membership.
Well, so much has changed about the ABCA period, but I know a huge element that's changed since this staff got in place was just changing the dynamics around that ABCA membership each year. So where it used to be $30 and you got a card and you could come to convention, mm-hmm. you've really helped inspire this staff to change that dynamic. A huge element of that becomes the membership benefits. You want exactly. to talk about the benefits that we offer our coaches?
Absolutely. The staff of young men that we have at the ABCA, the guys that I get to work with every day, I ask them to think entrepreneurially and what's best for our membership and how can we bring greater value to the crazy low $45 membership, right. but what can we do so there's no possible way you can't be a member every year. So the personal liability insurance is $1 million, and people don't really understand that. They say, well, mm-hmm. My school has me insured. But what they don't understand is if you're doing a lesson off campus or you're working with your son or daughter's summer team, you wouldn't be included in that.
That's
or
right.
If you're a high school coach and you're coaching American Legion or a travel ball, you may not be included with their insurance. And all of a sudden, someone sues you and you owe $10,000 and you have to pay for something where you're given your time. So we're excited about what that does for our coaches protection-wise. Inside Pitch magazine that comes out four times per year is just loaded with great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about that. And then we put together like hotel and rental car discounts that we want you to be able to save more money than you'd spend on your membership. And that is a goal of ours every year. And then our weekly press box that comes out to our members is just filled with great articles with some skill instruction that are collected from all over the country. And we put it together for an easy to read emails. And then discounts for our ABCA official partners. So if it's Franklin gloves, that you can get them for your team and take 10% off, or Wilson or Rawlings and get a discount on uniforms or gloves or bats. You know, that's the type of things that we want to put together that that makes it easier for our coaches, saves them money, and certainly saves them more money than they're spending. The other thing we're excited about is our free job postings. Every year, coaches have turnovers on their staff, and you know, if you go with the NCAA job posting, it may cost you $200.
Mm-hmm.
Here, we have a free job postings, and that's one of our biggest hits, where we'll get 60,000 viewers of that. And so I've heard from numerous coaches that said when they put their job posting up on our site, they were getting great qualified coaches and filling the position easier than they ever have with better people. So all of these things, and we want to hear from you. How else could we serve you? What could we add and put it in the hopper and see if we can make it better and put it in for next year?
Well, I'd love for you to add to this thought, and I know one that we talk about in this office quite a bit, is the membership benefits. That's really helping us bring forth the idea that you are a member each and every year. Not, I get to come to convention, so that year I'll be a member. We're really trying to have the benefit package come to a place where people want to be continuously part of the ABCA. They want to grow that membership each and every year. We're trying to separate that into two separate thoughts. You want to be a member each year, but you get to come to convention. That's the cherry on top.
Yeah, and we don't want people to be an ABCA member because they feel like they have to. And
mm-hmm.
so that's what we think our benefits do for you, that it gives you some reason to be a member every year. And we want you to think, how could you not be a member?
Right.
Even if you can't make it to the convention, we understand there's little time commitment and sometimes distance if it's not around your area of the country. So every year you should be a member because it makes you a better coach, not because you feel guilty by not being a member. And hopefully we're doing that, and we're seeing those numbers change dramatically as we look at our metrics, how coaches are staying year in, year out. And then also the number of 35-year members that we
mm-hmm.
have that are lifetime members, that continues to grow every year. And sometimes coaches go back and get a year that they've missed where maybe for some reason they weren't in it. So we're excited about the continual memberships.
That's right. And I know another point I'd be remiss if I didn't touch on while you're in here with me is when we talk about our members are our bosses. I mean, they pay their membership dues. They really dictate for us what direction we go. We work for them. And you've seen that all the different various aspects we've done, guys listening into the show. We've done surveys, especially this recent one with the Division I Recruiting Summit and survey. We've done things for Division II, Division III, NAI. But just talk about that thought in general, what we talk about in the national office is our coaches, they are our bosses. They tell us where to go.
We want to hear from you. How can we service you? How can we be better? What are we not doing? How are we not living up to your expectations? And sometimes it hurts to hear that, but it seems to always be in the best spirit that you let us know, hey, if you did this, it would be better. Those are things we learn from. We want to hear from you. And, Sheets hears it from me each week that we say, hey, our bosses expect a lot out of us. Let's give them a lot.
That's right.
And so we feel good about that. But we don't have position here at the ABCA. Now, some things, if it's a safety or what's best for the student athlete, we'll bring it up. But we're here to gather the information from our coaches. And it has to be a vast majority, and then we work with the NCAA or other organizations to try to get it on the benefit of our coaches. So sometimes I'll hear a coach say, I can't believe you changed that rule. And there'll never be a time that Craig Kielitz or the ABCA will change the rule. It's what's best for our coaches of the ABCA. So we need to hear from you. We want to hear from you. You make us stronger, and hopefully we give you a better product that you feel comfortable being an ABCA member and proud to be an ABCA member.
That's right. Well, awesome. Well, thanks for jumping on our Calls from the Clubhouse podcast, our first face-to-face interview live on the show. But Craig, thanks for jumping on with us, man, and I will be following your trail there in Indy.
All right. It's my pleasure, and thanks for being a podcast listener, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Always a pleasure to connect with Craig and just talk through the growth of the ABCA, what's going on here, and all the momentum that we have on our side as we approach the Indy Convention. Now for a special treat, guys. You're cluing into this because we are racing towards the Indy Convention ABCA 2018. And so we want to give you some tips, some advice. And we've got a special guest on deck for you today. So buckle in your seatbelt, get prepared, because this great interview is coming at you right now. Wow, what a terrific podcast we've got on deck for you today, guys, as we're going to talk through so much around the Indianapolis Convention this year. January 4th to the 7th, you're going to see over 6,000 coaches descend upon downtown Indianapolis for 4 days of baseball heaven. And there's so much that goes into the preparation, but the on-site execution for all of us as coaches to maximize the networking opportunities, the educational opportunities, and the opportunities to grow and develop. And to do that, we want to connect with somebody inside the national office that can give us some perspective to get our ducks in a row before we jump on the planes or jump on our rental cars. We're talking about Sheets, the ABCA College Division Liaison. Sheets, thanks for jumping on the call with us today. Well, it's my pleasure to jump on with you, Jeremy. I appreciate the opportunity as a chance to connect with our coaches in a little bit different format and talk through so much that we think can be some tips, some advice, and just some ideas from your Uncle Sheets here that'll help you guys out as you're preparing to show up to our convention and making sure that you absolutely dominate your time there in Indy. So I'm looking forward to the conversation today, Jeremy. Thank you. Well, we're excited to have you on, and let me just get this out for the listeners looking across the way at you. You do have a face for radio, my friend, but we're welcoming you to the show, and we're excited to talk through a number of different topics as we walk day by day through this Indianapolis convention. But we got to start here. Right off the top, can you offer us some certified audio gold that'll give our coaches maybe your top three things they should be doing right now as they listen to the show? I can, and I gotta wonder, how much coffee have you pounded this morning? Three things, guys, that I think right off the top we gotta consider doing. Number one is you've got to get that convention app on your phone. Very simply, head over to the iTunes store, head over to Google Play, and search ABCA 2018. We have an Indy convention app that'll have everything you need from A to Z. The entire schedule, speaker list, speaker bios, our vendor information, anything and everything you're going to need at that Indy convention will be right there on the app. So make sure you have that on your phones and get familiar with it before you show up on January 4th. I think second thing you need to do is make sure you're following us on Twitter at ABCA1945. Also, the official hashtag of our convention is hashtag ABCA2018. So follow us on there. If you want to tweet about things that are going on at the show, make sure you tag us in there. But in every tweet that you do on site, make sure you add the hashtag ABCA2018. That way anyone could actually search that hashtag, click latest, and they could scroll through and see how things are coming in as they happen. Pretty cool dynamic there. And last but certainly not least, I think all of us who are attending, even myself, we've got to ask the question, what do we want to accomplish with 4 days at the convention? I think if we start with the end in mind, we're going to have the better opportunity to really formulate what we're trying to do when we show up on site. A lot of us want to show up and just network, meet as many coaches as we can, which is great. There's a lot of us that just want to show up for the educational opportunities, take in the great clinicians on stage, the expo theater, find some hot stove discussions. That's awesome too. And then some of us just want to crush the trade show. They want to walk the floor, connect with some vendors. Maybe they're in the market for a new set of uniforms, or they want to get educated on the new technologies that are inside the game. But I think if you define right now what you're trying to accomplish by attending our convention in Indianapolis, if you have that game plan set, you're going to show up and dominate 4 days. And I think when you get back home on Sunday, you're going to look yourself in the mirror and be pretty proud of what you got done on site there. So I think, again, get the convention app on your phone. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. Use the hashtag ABCA2018. but spend time with yourself to find out exactly what you're trying to accomplish and start to formulate that plan before you show up on Thursday. That is terrific insight, Sheets. Thank you so much for offering that. Now let's get into the travel plans. These guys are packing their bags, they're throwing their backpacks on their shoulders, and they're jumping on planes, into rental cars. What's some insight you would give to them when approaching traveling to Indy? Dude, I'm not sure I can put up with you for the entire show, but I think there's some insight here, coaches, that could help. I think a few things, whether it's Wednesday or Thursday heading to the show, number one, from our perspective, be safe. Give yourself plenty of time when you get to the airport. That way you're not running wind sprints through the terminal. Also, I think when you get your rental, just hit the cruise control and take your time. A lot, plenty of time for travel. No speeding tickets. Don't run out of gas. Been there. But just keep in mind, our show's not going anywhere. We'll be there waiting for you in downtown Indy. So just make sure you're safe when you show up in one piece. You can really enjoy the convention. I think start there. I think number two is we do have a promo we're going to put out on Twitter, and you guys got the first glimpse at this. We want to see you traveling either with yourself or with your staff, and we want to see those in tweet form. So we're talking about taking some selfies, taking some pictures of you and your staff. We want to see hashtag cabbie selfies. Get the cab driver, the Uber driver involved. Take pictures with those folks. And again, hashtag ABCA 2018. But we love seeing wheels up to Indy. We love seeing guys jumping in the car, the pit stops, the travel surrounding you and your group of friends getting to our convention. So make sure you take advantage of that. And stay tuned, because at the end of this interview, I'm going to give you guys some tips, some stuff from some crusty veterans that I think will really help in terms of packing your bags and making sure you've got everything to crush convention. So stay tuned to the end of the show for that. We are off and we are rolling downhill, Sheets. Let's go day by day. Let's attack this convention one day at a time, one pitch at a time. Let's start with Thursday, January 4th. These coaches are showing up on site. They're checking in. They're getting their lanyards, their badges, their convention bags, and they're getting ready to kick their convention off the right way. What insight would you offer to these guys? There's no doubt, man. Thursday is a huge day for us. I think if you are a pre-registered coach, make sure you check your email on two different days, Friday, December 22nd, and if you miss that one, Tuesday, January 2nd. On those 2 days, we're going to send you guys emails that'll have your scan and go barcode inside that email. So you can either keep that on your phone, or you can take it to your computer and print that off and have a paper copy. But either way, if you are pre-registered, which the majority of us are, when you show up on site, you'll see advanced registration. You'll show up with that barcode, scan it, it'll print your badge, grab a lanyard, grab your convention bag, and you are all set. Make sure you make the pit stop at registration. For those coaches that haven't pre-registered, we do have on-site registration for walk-ups. Very simple process to walk up and offer your information. They'll print your badge, they'll get your convention bag, and you'll be all set. So again, make sure you're checking your email again Friday, December 22nd, and then also on Tuesday, January 2nd, the scan and go emails will be sent to our pre-registered coaches. Check in on Thursday. It's a huge day, a lot of activity around the lobby area. Check in on Thursday begins at 10 a.m. So if you're setting your watches and you're already there on site or you're showing up, just know we're going to open that up at 10 a.m. and you can check in and have all that taken care of. Also at that time, we'll open up our raffle. We encourage you guys to buy some raffle tickets. When you think about all the great prizes that are being put up by our vendors, whether it's field screens, L screens, buckets of baseball, sets of uniforms, hats, BP jackets, bats, fungos, all kinds of different stuff. Just by buying a couple raffle tickets. We give away so many prizes there on site. Make sure you take advantage of the raffle. You can also set your alarms to 1 o'clock. You do not want to miss the opening of the world's largest baseball trade show. Guys, when that opens up at 1 o'clock, you'll have access to over 300 exhibitors. Every baseball company you can think of, from bats to cleats to shoes to uniforms to hats, the newest technologies, batting cages, turf mounds, everything in between, guys, will be right there in front of you. It's like a candy store for baseball coaches. So make sure you walk the floors of the trade show starting at 1 o'clock. We also ask that you connect with our corporate partners, which will have booths on site. Those guys are the ones that have developed corporate partnerships with the ABCA that give us a chance to keep our membership dues down, keep our registration dues down. So we hope that you connect with those folks and try to do business with them as well. Also know at 2 o'clock, our Expo Theater presentations will begin. This will be the second year for this. We use this as a secondary stage to offer our coaches educational presentations, also some product demos if you want some more insight and some new products, and then we sprinkle in some coaching clinics that get that flavor rolling. So again, those kick off at 2 o'clock, the Expo Theater inside the trade show. more of a think tank. They're 40-minute segments. We hope you check a few of those out. Throughout the day on Thursday, you'll have a bunch of different committee meetings. So whether you're on a committee or not, just know that those are going on. Guys are having great discussions, things that can help influence our game and affect the level that you play on. And then at 6:30, our divisional meetings kick off. And there's one for every coach in attendance, whether it's Division I, D2, D3, NAIA, Junior College, Pacific Association, the Youth Division, or the High School Division. There is a coaches meeting for you. And we want to make sure you know that you are invited to attend those coaches meetings. And we hope that you do. It's a great opportunity to get the pulse on what's going on your level. At the same time, connect with your coaching peers. Those start at 6:30 and they'll run roughly until about 9 p.m. At 9 p.m., we asked our rookie coaches, if you're listening to this and you're a first-time attendee, first-year coach, or in your first few years of coaching, we'd love to see you attend our Rookie Coaches Mentoring Meeting. It's a great opportunity to connect with some guys that'll offer some experience and some perspective that'll hopefully set you off on a different path. It's a great way to connect with some great baseball guys who are loyal to the ABCA, and we hope if you are a rookie coach, you attend that at 9 o'clock. So again, Thursday's a huge day. Thursday's the biggest reunion day of the year. If you're asking your Uncle Sheets in what place you should be on Thursday, I would stay locked into the trade show. That's where the reunions happen. That's where the bro hugs are given out. There's laughs, there's tears, there's stories being told. I would just continue to walk the floor of the trade show, bump into a number of different coaches, go check out what's going on at the Expo Theater, and make sure you attend your divisional meeting. Thursday's a huge day for us. We're excited to kick this thing off. That's outstanding insight right there. And as we walk into Friday being such a huge day, if you thought Thursday was going great, wait till you get to Friday, January 5th. Sheets, take us through Friday. Who are you? And are we paying this guy? What's going on here? Friday is when the convention really takes off and starts rolling downhill. At 8:15, our clinics presented by Wilson and ATEC will start. And guys, you do not want to miss our very first clinic. That's where an ABCA tradition holds tight. Our reigning Division I national champion this year, it's Kevin O'Sullivan, head coach of the University of Florida, will always conduct our very first clinic of the convention, and we're excited to welcome him to the stage. And Friday's lineup, again, overall is as good as any clinic we've ever had. You're talking about Dan Heefner and Zan Barksdale, Darren Fenster, the legendary Augie Garrido, Matt Reiser, Nick Mingione. There's so many more that are going to go up on that main stage. And these are the very best teaching professionals in baseball. And we're going to work to cover as many fundamentals as we can through these main stage presentations. Let me give you a little something to put in your back pocket. If you do need to step out of the main clinic call, let's say you got to make a phone call, or you got to connect with your wife, or you want to go talk with someone inside the trade show and get something done for your program, just know that if you do miss a main stage clinic, you will have at the end of the convention inside your profile on abcavideos.org, you'll have every main stage clinic video waiting for you if you do attend the convention. So again, if you do need to step out, no worries, you won't miss a beat. You just watch that video post-convention. Also, we have breakout sessions. As soon as that main stage speaker is done, if there's still more you want to know, follow that coach off stage into our breakout session. That way it gets to a more intimate environment. You guys can ask more questions and connect with that coach personally. So again, know that that's in your back pocket as well. Our trade show is going to kick back open at 9 a.m. Again, our Expo Theater presentations begin at that time. Another opportunity to connect with those great vendors. And that's going to happen all the way throughout the day to 6 o'clock. Our Hall of Fame banquet kicks off. We got so much going on there. That's presented by Diamond Sports. We give away our Lefty Gomez Award. We recognize our Coaches of the Year. Plus, we welcome in the 2018 ABCA Hall of Fame class, a very distinguished group of coaches and men that we're excited to honor and welcome into the Hall of Fame. So again, Friday really kicks things off. When we're looking at a day like that, make sure you're taking in as many clinics as you can. Those always seem to be hot button topics when you get to dinner, you get to lunch, and those discussions continue to roll. But again, take advantage of the trade show. Make sure if you want to attend the Hall of Fame banquet, purchase that ticket at registration and join us for that. But again, Friday is where it all kicks off. And again, we're rolling downhill. Now, Sheets, we're at the halfway point of the ABCA convention, but it just seems like we continue to climb the mountain. Saturday, January 6th, there is so much going on. I'm not even sure how we crack the lid on this thing and start to unpack what's going on inside Saturday. Can you attempt to do that for us? Dude, I think I speak for every coach listening to this. There's a strong chance your head explodes on this show. Okay, so let's get into Saturday, guys. There's so much going on here. And I think the biggest point we want to make is that at 8:15, we want you inside the main clinic call. At 8:15, we're going to welcome in AJ Hinch, manager of the Houston Astros, this year's World Series champion. And we're going to have him come up on stage and actually announce an educational initiative that we're helping champion here at the ABCA. And we want to make sure you hear it firsthand from AJ. It's an opportunity for all of us to be part of the solution that'll help grow coaches, grow our game, keep players playing the game of baseball. We want you to be part of that with us. Well, we don't want you to miss that educational announcement going on at 8:15 on Saturday morning with AJ Hinch. 8:30, our clinics begin. What a day of clinics we have prepared for you on Saturday. When you're talking about Matt Deggs, our ethics speaker, Keith Madison, the godfather himself, Ken Revisa and Tom Hansen will be talking mental game, Tim Cousins on catching, Nate Yeske's jumping on stage, Tracy Archuleta, plus many more. Saturday is a tremendous day for baseball clinics. Those are going to be going on from 8:30 through 5 o'clock. But one of the biggest things, the newest things we have going to our convention, at 9 a.m., we're going to kick off our youth breakout clinics. We've done something really cool here at the ABCA office. We're going to work hard to be better for youth coaches, and we have hired a full-time staffer in our national office that will cover youth, high school, and travel coaches. Andrew Bartman, a guy who spent 11 years coaching youth, high school, travel baseball, and college baseball, that brings that level of experience to the table to help facilitate on behalf of these coaches. Andrew has put together a tremendous speaker lineup. Guys like Matt Tallarico, who's been up on our main stage, Zan Barksdale, Keith Madison, the Indiana Bulls, that's going to be able to give our youth coaches that are in attendance, guys that are either from that area or already attending our show, they'll get a chance to take in clinics that are relative to what they do. These are for ages 6 to 14, where our main stage clinics get a little more advanced, a little more detailed. These clinics will be right in the wheelhouse for youth coaches that they can take that information back across every fundamental and bring it into their practice plan and bring it to their players. So again, if you are a youth coach, make sure you're looking ahead to those youth breakout clinics. They'll be right across the way from our main clinic hall. We hope to see you join us at our youth breakout clinics. Also at 9 p.m., our trade show and expo theater will open up. Guys, that will close on Saturday at 2 p.m. So make sure you're getting those last minute deals in, those last minute purchases. Little wink, wink here. Those folks do not want to pack everything up. So if you're making plans to jump in there at noon to 2 and get some last minute deals, just know that's one less bat they want to put away. That's one less set of hats they want to pack up with them. Make sure you get in there and get some last minute deals. That'll run again 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. At 12 p.m. at noon, guys, we're going to kick off our honors luncheon presented by Diamond Kinetics. That's where we honor our Meritorious Service Award winners, our honor award, plus our assistant coach of the year. It's a nice plated lunch. It's going to be one of the cheapest meals you can get on site. So if you do want to attend our honors luncheon, talk about that at registration when you check in, and you can purchase that ticket. And then Saturday night, you talk about the learning that keeps on going. Now it's time to hot stove. At 7 p.m., we're going to kick off our hitting and pitching hot stoves, where hitting coaches come together and pitching coaches come together, and they have presentations, they have breakout sessions, and you just talk about anything and everything. And we're going to keep those hot stoves burning. At 9 p.m., we're going to open up, brand new to this year, an infield hot stove, outfield catching, and base running hot stoves. Guys, we're going to keep this thing rolling, and Saturday night's going to be a terrific opportunity to cover everyone that's at our show. We want you to be part of those hot stove discussions. Who knows when those will end? We want to make sure that you know that we are covering hitting, pitching, infield, outfield, catching, and base running inside our hot stove discussions on Saturday night. I know I'm really looking forward to checking in on those and jumping in, and we hope you are too. And lastly, if you're looking towards Sunday, wait a minute there, Sheets. Don't steal my thunder. That's my grand finale. We're talking about Sunday at the convention. Now go. You have got to be kidding me. Back to Sunday, guys. We finish off our main stage clinics from 8:30 to 11:10 a.m. Going to be our final clinics, our last four. But again, it brings our convention to a close. And we cannot be more excited about the convention. This could be our biggest convention to date. The most coaches in attendance. Our membership is just going through the roof right now. So we've got so many great things that are happening that we hope that the majority of the guys listening to the show, you've already made plans to join us. And if not, you still have time. Head over to abca.org, click on events, see what's going on there in Indy, get registered, and join us for 4 days of baseball heaven. We're looking forward to seeing each and every one of you guys out there with us. Well, Sheets, we're not going to let you off that easy, my friend. We're going to dig deep into your pockets and pull out those nuggets of information that you've got left that you think are some tips and some advice that'll help these guys out. Man, stay out of my pockets. I'm not comfortable with that. But guys, let me give you some insight. These are just some tips from your Uncle Sheets here. This will be my 12th straight convention. If you you talk to a guy that's been to 30 straight, these are the exact same things they would offer, that when you approach this convention, you just need to keep in mind. Number one is, do yourself a favor as you're packing your bags. Get some extra granola bars, some Clif bars, some beef jerky, a little bit of candy. You're going to need that sugar rush every once in a while. But pack that into your backpack or the bag that you'll use to walk around the convention. Perfect way to bridge the gap from breakfast to lunch or lunch to dinner. But you may find yourself out and about late at night. You may just want a granola bar or something to snack on. So make sure you do that. I'd also encourage you to pack an empty water bottle. Think about walking up to a water fountain throughout the day, filling that thing up. It's free. You're going to save some money. Trying to be cost effective here, but pack that empty water bottle, have it on site with you. That way you're prepared to get some snacks, stay hydrated, and crush the convention. Pack some notebooks and some pens. Please don't be that guy that leans over in the convention center and asks everybody around him for a pen. Nobody likes that guy. Pack a pen. Make sure you're prepared. Pack a few in case it runs out of ink. Make sure you got one with you. And also pack some notebooks. I know we've got our great convention books. You've seen those improve over the last couple of years. You can certainly take notes inside those notebooks, but at the same time, you may get long-winded. You may want to add some pieces of paper to that, or you're out and about and you're meeting some coaches and you want to pass some information along, your cell, your email, or get his cell or email. Make sure you got a notebook in your backpack with you. A couple other things here. I want you to view your hotel room as a place for the three S's: storage, shower, and sleep. And that's it. Those are the only three things that your hotel room is good for. It's not your opportunity for 4 days to catch up on Game of Thrones and bear down on HBO. Please don't do that either. Don't be that guy. Get out of your hotel room. It's for your storage of your bags. Lay them down and close the door and get out. Shower, and we encourage you to do that daily. And then catch some sleep. Get you a few hours. You will be sleep deprived. That's just part of the ABCA convention. But it's for storage. It's for showers. It's for sleep. And that's it, guys. Stay out of your hotel rooms. Get out into the lobby. Go down to the restaurant at the hotel. Make sure you walk around the convention center. Get out and mix it up with these guys. Along those same lines, get off your phone. I know we're going to be checking up on social media. I'm as guilty of this as anybody. I know we got to make phone calls to our wives or our girlfriends and check in with our family. Understand that. But be mindful that you don't need to be sitting in a lobby by yourself scrolling through Twitter. Put the phone down and go find that pocket of coaches hanging out in the hotel restaurant or over in the corner in the lobby or guys that are walking around our Hall of Fame displays. Find a way to just walk up and have conversations. You'll be shocked at the lack of ego inside our ABCA attendees. I mean, this is what the ABCA is all about. It's all about networking and growing and developing. And the more that you can get off your phone and get into those conversations and communicate, guys, there's been some great friendships that have been birthed out of that move right there. So again, put the phone away, get outside your comfort zone, jump into these conversations. And along those same lines, when you do jump in those conversations, guys, I think it's advantageous that you have a business card with you. So whether your school provides them or you go to Vistaprint or Office Depot or Office Max, wherever you go, I would have some business cards with me in my backpack just in case I'm having a great conversation with the guy and you want to stay connected. You can pass that dude a business card. It's got your cell phone, it's got your email, and it's got a way that you can follow up with him. Much easier than trying to trade phones and add phone numbers and you put it in wrong or you can't remember his name. Just pass the business card, get his. When you come home, you'll dump that convention bag out and you'll have business cards everywhere. I encourage you to take it to the next step. Take that opportunity where you may have met 50 guys and had great conversations with 50 coaches there in attendance. Go the extra mile. Send each and every one of them either an email, a great text, or a handwritten note, and follow up and really secure that relationship, that friendship, and that bond right away after convention. It's so tough because we're getting right into our seasons. When we all arrive back home, we get moving and shaking. Take the time, make it a priority to connect with those folks that you really feel like you made a bond with there in Indianapolis. And I think if you follow those tips, guys, you're going to be ready to rock and roll when you show up in Indy, and we're excited to get there with you. So again, Jeremy, I appreciate you having me on the show today. It's always a pleasure to talk through our ABCA conventions and especially giving our guys some tips that'll help them maximize their opportunity on site. And I appreciate you being a great host, my man. Well, thanks for jumping on our calls from the Clubhouse podcast and giving these coaches some information that's going to help them as we all approach the Indy convention. We wish you luck, safe travels if you head to Indy, and thanks for jumping on our show. Dude, we're the same guy. What are you talking about? Unbelievable. Thanks again, coaches, for staying locked into our Calls from the Clubhouse podcast. We appreciate each and every one of you guys being loyal listeners to our show. We hope you gained some value out of checking out this podcast. but also on your way to travel, whether you're on the plane or in the car, check out some of our other episodes. Make sure you didn't miss out on any of that certified audio gold throughout the year. We've also got a number of our main stage clinicians that have been previous guests on our podcast. Great opportunity to connect with those coaches and gain some insight into who they are so that you make sure you don't miss their main stage clinic. If you need anything else before you take off, feel free to reach out to us here in the office. Our main office line is 336-821-3140. You can also reach out to me directly at Coach Sheets 3 or by email Sheets, S-H-E-E-T-S, at abca.org. And this will be our last podcast of 2017. What a terrific year we've had on the show. And we're excited to look into 2018, guys. We are taking this to another level, bigger, badder, and better as we continue to grow this Calls from the Clubhouse podcast with your support. And the loyal listeners out there that crave this info, we're going to keep getting it out to you. So until we see you in Indy, we ask you keep growing, you keep developing, keep challenging yourself inside this game. We wish you and your club the very best. We wish you and your peers safe travels to Indy. And thank you for what you're doing for the game of baseball.